Okay, so this segment wants to talk about Kedusha in terms of davening, halachas of Kedusha. So we'll start, first of all, it's mitzvah deraisa derabanan. So the pashtus of the most Rishonim seem that the mitzvah of answering Kedusha is only chiyuv derabanan. That's the shita of Rashi in the Ran. The tashbeis is a tshuva, he seems it's deraisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah halacha seems that's deraisa. So he thinks it's a deraisa kiyum of the mitzvah of Mikdashi b'sof pnei Yisrael. And the way the Seichamid explains it is that there's a difference between the chiyuv and the kiyum, meaning that the chiyuv to answer Kedusha during davening, that's only din derabanan. But when we answer Kedusha, that's a Torah fulfillment of the mitzvah of Mikdashi b'sof pnei Yisrael, of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, what sense is the mitzvah fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is all about publicizing the Yichud Hashem in the world. And one way a person does that is by giving up his life for Kosh Baruch Hu. Another way a person would do that is by answering Kedusha every single day during davening. So what I want to do is we're going to go through halachas of Kedusha. We'll start from the beginning. And we'll go, we'll work our way from the Kaddish until Akel HaKadosh and everything in between, and then we'll add on whatever other halachos questions comes up. Okay, so let's get started. So first of all, the way to get into the Kedusha zone is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So once a person takes his 3 steps back after the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to wait there until the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, then you walk 3 steps forward having your feet together. Now why do we have our feet together during Kedusha? The Malachim only have one leg. The Malachim only have one foot. So we put our 2 feet together to imitate and mimic the Malachim. Yeah. Why do we wait? Because the Gemara says that if you take your 3 steps forward immediately, it's like, what's the Lashon? The Gemara Brachos says it's a negative thing because it's like haughtiness.
But you can wait Dalai Lama's. That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah,
Dalai Lama's is the
first thing.
What's a mile of waiting until Kedusha as opposed to going to the beginning when the Chazan says when you say or just waiting Dalai Lama's?
That's a good question.
I've seen Rabbi Brown. He doesn't.
I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, anyway. Good. Okay, so let's start at the beginning of Kiddush, and then we'll just work our way through the tefillah. So, Nikadesh Shimcha Ba'olam. So, first of all, who's supposed to say it? Is only the Chazan supposed to say it, or is everyone in the Sibur supposed to say it? This is a big discussion posted in Shulchan Aruch rules, and this is the opinion of the Grod. The only the Chazan supposed to say it, because Nikadesh, it's Hazmana for everyone to say Kiddusha. The Zohar Kodesh teaches that when it comes to Dvarim Shel Kedusha, you always need a Hazmana. The Hazmana for answering Kedusha is Nekadesh Shimcha Ba'olam. Only the Chazan is supposed to say it.
Does that apply if you hold Naritzcha or Keser?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Even for Keser, because Keser is slightly different.
Or it could be Keser. Okay, I don't know. At least for Nekadesh and Naritzcha, I don't know. I don't know about Keser. Well, actually, probably not, because, okay, that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch and the Grod. Now, who argues with Shulchan Aruch and the Grod? So that Arizal in the Taz, they assume that everyone is supposed to say it. Not only the Chazan, but also everyone in the Tzibur. Everyone's supposed to say it, so according to Arizal, who also said he should say Keser, so obviously everyone's going to be saying it. That's the opinion of the Arizal. But according to the opinion of the Arizal and the Taz, and Mishnah Berurah also assumes like this, not only is everyone supposed to say Nekadesh Shimcha Ba'olam, but everything during Kedusha everyone's supposed to say. So, for example, when the Chazan says, when some Baruch Yemeiru, everyone in the Tzibur is also supposed to answer to that. Now, we kind of have a problem. What's the problem? The minhag of most people is like neither opinion, because most people answer Nekadesh Shimcha Ba'olam, which is like the Taz and Arizal, but they don't say Luma Sembech Chemeru, Luvidei Kachachachach Asulimar, etc. So how do we resolve this problem? Yeah. Yeah. You said together. Okay, good. Yeah, like the Mekubalim. But the problem is for us Ashkenazim, I say most of us Ashkenazim here, what do we say? We answer Nekadesh Shimcha, then we say Kadosh together, and then we only have the Chazan say Lomasim, so what's that? So Aruch HaShulchan says, no, he says he thinks that we can miyashiv that when it comes to the first Hazmanah for Kedusha, everyone's mazim themselves to do Kedusha. Once you're already in the middle of Kedusha, we don't need further Hazmanahs, we only let the Chazan be mazim enough to answer the subsequent parts of Kedusha. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And the minhag in most places like this Aruch HaShulchan. And the Pashup Shad is definitely not like it, because Pashup Shad is either like the Shulchan Aruch or like the Mekubalim. But
one time I was diving in a place where everyone just from Mustaf, for the very Kajusak of Sigilimar, everyone says it with the Chazin.
Yeah.
But for Shachas, Evan says it alone.
I don't know. Look, you're going to get every minhag on earth in terms of what to say, what not to say.
Wait, so you're saying that once you have the zmana of Nikadesh and Nikadesh is Shemcha, then what? That you don't have, like, the...
No, the question is, is it that the chazan is supposed to be mazmir? Like the same way it comes to Baruch Hu, when the chazan says Baruch Hu because he invites everyone to answer. So do we assume the same thing is true when it comes to Kedusha? Meaning, Kedusha technically begins at Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The reason why we say Nekadesh beforehand is to be mazmir us to answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the question is, whether everyone says that hazmana or only the chazan says that hazmana? What? Yeah, it's into parentheses.
No, yeah. The Ein Kitzvah is the
Hazmana. Probably that's Pshah. Yeah, we have the Ein Kitzvah is the Hazmana. You don't need a second. Yeah, you don't need a second Hazmana. Yeah, the Kedusha really technically begins Kedush, Kadosh, Kadosh. Everything else is just stuff.
Yeah. You could dive in Shmona. Let's say you're falling behind in Shmona Esrei, right? And you have to pick up. You have to stop. You don't stop for Ein Kadosh. You can continue right there.
We'll get to the door.
The door
is
the new, that's the new
bracha. That's not. Oh, we'll discuss that. Okay, that's also subject. Yeah, we'll go through order of Kedusha, and I'm telling you, everything here is subject to many, many disputes in post game. We'll try to justify the minhag of a lot of people, but I'm saying there's like, you got every single sheet on this one. It's not, it's not so simple. Okay, so first of all, so just as we're in Nikadesh, so you see some people, you know, some people like turn themselves to the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Zav Zevi Amar, like they go, so is there a mocker for that minhag, or is that a...
I heard someone say it's kfir, Dick.
Oh!
Okay. God, save it, bring it down.
Let's say who's against the minhag. So, Binyamin Zober, as Nidgur, is a true. He says, yeah, I have no idea what the mocker is. He's a big time Chazon Ish. He said, I saw none of my rebbeim going, no one did this in the neighborhood. This is not a well-sourced custom. Chan Kinyaski. New Kolter Kula Shas, he asked him what the source is. He's like, yeah, I have no idea what the source of this is. So they were not into it. Now, who was into it? So they say Rav Avadia Yosef, he was, in the beginning of his life, was not into it. Towards the end of his life, he used to do it. And in the Sefer, Ali Shor, Shlomo Wobble has like a whole explanation of why they do it. Again, some sort of mimicking the angels. So, what? I know. You know what did Rav Avadia do? Teimanim don't do it? No.
Says
right, left side. Okay, fine. What? Yeah. Right, left side. Okay, fine. So that's what they do. I think the minhag of most, at least Rabban, is not to do it at all.
I've seen
Rabban
do it.
Yeah, okay,
fine. As long as we're on the topic, the Ergas Kohanim, the Chazan does the right.
Yeah.
That's
also, I think, in the Kohanim. No, you guys don't. When you do,
We go, I see, like, east-west.
East-west.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did the Kohanim turn? Yeah. Yeah, for what? Probably Kabbalistic reasons. I assume it's Kabbalah. I don't know. I assume it's Kabbalistic reasons. Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, okay, so different minhagim about this turning right left, but a little unclear what the source for this is, so okay, no, be it as it may. Okay, so that's in terms of the first part, Nikadesh, so let's go on to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So that's the Iker part of Kedusha. So there's a few things to discuss within Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So let's start with going up on your tippy toes. So what's the source of going up on your tippy toes? So it's a from Chazal Medrash and Chumash Parshas Tzav says you're supposed to go up at Kadosh. So it's a big discussion. There's a few discussions of post game. So first of all, when are you supposed to go up? Meaning, are you supposed to go up at every single Kadosh or only go up once? So the Aruch HaShulchan says you go up once. You just go up at Kadosh the first time and then like you stay up. You don't go up three times. The Kafir Chaim disagrees. The Kafir Chaim says every single time you're supposed to go up. And the Rav Sefarim says, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says to go up once, he says the minhag is not like that. The minhag is to go up three times. I think that's the minhag of most people in Klai Yisrael, that they go up three times, not once. Ish Kadosh is three times. Yeah? Okay, fine. Now, the Ben Ish Chai says, I don't know what Sfarim do, is that each Kadosh is supposed to go up higher. You're supposed to go up a little bit higher? Does Sfarim do that? No. Yeah, no, I'll tell you, Mice, they said in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva, so, you know, in Poland, the government's so happy there wasn't any secular subjects in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. So one of the complaints that they had against the Chofetz Chaim about the yeshiva in Radin was that there's no gym, there's no exercise. So the Chofetz Chaim said that, apparently they accepted this, that it's not true. We have twice a day, we have like mandatory, we make everyone go up on their toes, like exercise. Calf workout twice a day. What? Yeah. But it's apparently it's, I don't know, yeah, they accepted it, that they didn't make a mandatory gym because they accepted the Chofetz Chaim's tent that they had the calf, nice calf workout every day, getting up on their tippy toes. Okay, anyway, no, so the question, A, how high does the person have to go? So the Makor Chaim, the Chofetz Yari, so it says about end of Shulchan, you just have to go up a little bit. You don't have to go up on your tippy toes. And the El Yerabo, he says, so he brings also down to the speed. The El Yerabo says you should go up every single time. He brought down an opinion so that you go up only at Kadosh, and you don't have to go up in first Kadosh, you remain down, but El Yerabo disagrees. El Yerabo says we go up for Kadosh, 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 and that's definitely the minog to go up for every single of the Kadoshes. Now, where are your eyes supposed to be? Are your eyes supposed to be looking up or looking down? So the Sfardim, I don't know, the Sfardim do this, they look down. Shulchan Aruch, the Torah brings out the minog of Sfarad was to look down. The minog of Ashkenaz and Sarfad was to have their eyes looking up. Now, the Ashkenazi minog is definitely to look up. I don't know, what does Sfardim do? Okay, I don't know. Okay, so fine. But what about eyes? Are your eyes supposed to be open or closed? So this is also subject to a big dispute. So the Taz and the Arizal both say your eyes are supposed to be closed when you say Kadosh, 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 like the angels. Now the Magen Gibor and the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Magen Gibor, he disagrees that your eyes are supposed to be open. So it seems that most Ashkenazim seem like the Magen Gibor Mishnah Berurah. Your eyes are supposed to be open. It seems like the Sfarim Mekubalim seem your eyes are supposed to be closed. So Lamaisa, you got all sorts of opinions over here. You're supposed to be looking up, looking down, eyes open, eyes closed. You got pretty much every single opinion under the sun. But if you want to push a pshat psak halacha, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that your eyes should be open, looking up at Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
But you should not be looking around at two other people.
Yeah, that you should never be doing. That you should never be doing. Yeah. Now, any other, is any other din in terms of Kadosh?
When should he say?
Oh, good, yeah, very important. So when should the Chazan say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? So let's discuss the following scenario, and then we'll relate to this question. So let's say a person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha. So should you remain there, be silent, and be Yotze Shemek Ona, or should you continue if you're dabbing? So this is a big mess.
Depends on the Chazan.
Depends on the Chazan. Why?
If he will
be Yotze. Good. This is what I'm going to discuss. Okay, so first of all, Machlokes Rashi Tosas is a problem Shemek Ona. If you're silent in the middle of your Shemona Esrei and you're listening to Kedusha, it's considered to be a Hefsek. So Tosas assumes it's a problem. Rashi assumes it's not a problem. Most posting seem like Rashi. The Minag Sfarad and Teman is like Rashi. Do you remain silent in your Shemona Esrei when the
Chazan?
Is Machlokes? Yeah.
You remain silent.
Sardin?
The Chazan will have you in mind and you don't say it. You keep on going.
If he doesn't have meaning. Okay, so let's deal with the following case. Let's say you can't hear the Chazan. Right, let's say you can't hear the Chazan answer Kedusha, so what should you do? So, the opinion of Levush and Mordechai, I believe Mordechai Winkler, and the opinion of Rasai Dublitsky is a big Mekobol in B'nai Brak, they both assume that you could just be Yosef the Tzibor answering Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. That you can be Shemek Oner as the Tzibor.
Yeah, but you have to have someone be in.
No, this is good. They say, as long as you hear the Tzibor say, you can be Yosef. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed. Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you have to have a specific person be the one to be Motzi Yosef. If you can't hear the Chazan, Moshe Feinstein said you should, before davening, ask your neighbor, tell your neighbor, yo, by the way, if you get up to Shemona Esrei and they get up to Kedusha when I'm not up to it, so please be Motzi Mishma Ka'ona, I'll listen to you answering to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's Moshe Feinstein's opinion.
I've never seen it done.
No.
It's
the first for everything. No, the question though is, so this is really dependent on whether they're going to be able to hear a Chazan or not, which is dependent on another question. When the Chazan says Kadosh, 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 when is he supposed to say it? So should he say it in unison with the Tzibor, or should he wait for the Tzibor to say it first, then say it afterwards? So Pashup Shah, most poskim, is really like they're supposed to say in unison, because the Chazan also has a chiv of answering Kedusha. You only fulfill the mitzvah of Kedusha when you say it by Asara, B'tzibor, and when when's it considered to be B'tzibor? When everyone's saying it together. That's what most poskim assume. But the problem is, as the Be'er Halacha points out, if you're going to do that, though, then you're not going to be able to hear the Chazan. So the guy's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's not going to be able to hear the Chazan. Now he's not going to be Yotze his Kedusha. So what should he do? So the Be'er Halacha assumes that if you answer at least P'tochte Dibor of when they when the tzibor stopped saying Kadosh Kadosh Kosh, so that's considered to be as if you said it along with them. So therefore, everyone will be able to hear you, and you're considered as if you said the Kedusha with the rest of the tzibor. That's what the Be'er Halacha recommends, and Moshe Feinstein brings on that as the Minog, and the Beis Yehuda says that since the Kadosh 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 is a chilek of the Chazar Sashatz, so same way the rest of Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan says it even by himself, so too, he thinks for Kadosh, 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 he doesn't need to be so makbid to say along the rest of the tzibor, he could say bichidus.
I heard from our angle slightly differently, that yeah. Really, he should say it with everyone.
Yeah.
If he's loud enough that people will be able to hear him over the tzibor, he should say it with everyone. If he's not, he should wait till like the last word, and then he should start when the tzibor is saying the last word of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Yeah.
But for sure, what's not right is the chazanim that want to get their singing and everything, so they wait till everyone's silent.
Yeah.
And then they start singing.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And that's definitely not correct. What?
That's what Shlomo mentioned. His yotzer was just like 2 days ago.
What, singing during Kedusha?
Yeah. Is there a source of it?
For what? During the week or like on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, so let's define this. Kedusha is the psukim of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch. We have piyutim in the middle of Kedusha, meaning the... it's a piyut. So technically speaking, it's not really... Like, we say it in the middle of Kedusha, but it's not technically a part of Kedusha, so it's totally fine to sing it. It's not a problem.
No, but the idea of singing is Rav Shlomo as I mentioned. Rav Shlomo Karlov.
Yeah? Is that... Yeah,
before him, it wasn't...
What?
No, I think except for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, the Taimanim sing?
Svarim
sing, they say?
Most places don't sing. It's a new invention from Rav Shlomo. No, the Hasidim never sing. It's all because of the Breslov. It's because of Naras. That's why everyone thinks Hasidim are going to dancing like in.
Yeah.
It's the Naras and Reb Shlomo. That's why they
play. You start Ketoche Dibor after the after everyone finishes.
They sing them just like because there's an opportunity to sing.
I expect you to be Dibor up this
month. I'm just saying that he made up a lot of inventions.
After the Sibor, yeah, because it's like, is this you saying the Sibor? Yeah.
I guess you don't need to be
Tokyo.
Why would you need to be Tokyo?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
And who's the Malka that says, as long as you say it, like, in regards to people talking about, in regards to someone davening Shemoneh Esrei, wasn't it the Chazan? So he said that as long as someone, if there's somebody saying Shemoneh Esrei, if there's someone still saying Kaddush, then you'd be able to be Yossi with them.
No, so Moshe Feinstein said you should ask someone to be motzi in Kedusha if you can't hear the chazan. Best is just the chazan should be loud, and that's how I try. When I'm chazan, I try to be loud, and that's it. But
and there's an assumed das. Also, I hear from Marangel, even if the chazan doesn't have in mind to be motzi anyone, since he's appointed chazan, there's an assumed das that, and mainly he's motzi everyone.
Yeah.
No, but he's the shliach tzibur. The tzibur appointed him, so therefore, in Mele, he can be. No, but the tzibur don't ask him. Yeah, you can get up and tell him, "Yeah, get out of here. You're not chazan anymore," and then take over. Why not? No, vice is you're masking to him.
Okay, no. Be it as it may. Okay, any other halachas when it comes to kadosh, kadosh, kadosh?
There is an LP Kabbalah by the IA. On Shabbos and stuff the Mashgiach of the Mir is machmir for this. He lengthens out the word ayah because it stands for Asyom Shabbos.
Yeah. If you look in the Machzor for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's like all sorts of Kabbalistic.
So the Mashgiach of the Mir is very machmir to like ayah.
Okay.
I think there's the one scene. What is it? Lumatam Shalos Yomrim, Lumbrach Yomeru?
Is it different?
It's a difference, but...
Different
is
close. Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway. Okay, so I'm not sure if there is... Okay, good. So that's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So now what happens after Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh? So during the week, right, we say, so again, we said that it's a big dispute in Poskim over everyone should be saying it, or just the Chazan should be saying it. The minhag seems to be that only the Chazan says it, like the Aruch HaShulchan. I guess the Sardim Teimanim says, everyone say it. Then we get the Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo. Now, just, I'll just point out also, it's just interesting. The Kadosh Kodesh Kodesh and Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo is supposed to parallel Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. So we discussed this last year that in the before we say Shema Yisrael, we say the Kedusha of the angels. The Kedusha of the angels, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then they say Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo, right? So that parallels Shema Yisrael and Baruch Hashem. But okay, anyway, be that as it may. So it's Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo. So that's an integral part of the Kedusha. And the post can point out that let's say a person's in the middle of Shema. If a person's in the middle of Kriya Shema, so you're obligated, according to Yad Elei Ruchaim Kanievsky, to answer to Kedusha, and you're only allowed to answer to Shema Yisrael, you're only allowed to answer to Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo, because that's the only technical, that's the only parts of Kedusha are technical obligations. What? Yeah, yeah. No, no, even the Mal Pasuk, even the Mal Pasuk, you should answer to Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. Only those parts, because only those parts are really the technical part of Kedusha. Now, should a person go up on his toes when you're in the middle of on Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo? Are you supposed to go up on your feet? So the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim bring down that on the word Hashem, you're supposed to go up. It's Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo. So the Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Shlali, you're supposed to go up Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo. So if you go up, you go up only on the words Hashem. Again, not everyone does it, but if you go up, it's on the word Hashem, you're supposed to go up. The Ma'aril had the minhag of bowing, and the Darkei Moshe says, I've never seen anyone do this. So, okay, we don't bow during Baruch Kavod Hashem, but if a person's a minhag, go up, so you go up at the word Hashem.
It seems like a minhag goes to go up at Baruch.
Yeah, it's not, it's, I don't know, I have not seen any source to say you should go up at Baruch. It seems, yeah? Okay, I don't know. It could be someone says to do it, but I think, I don't know, the Ben Ishchai, what did Teimanim do? By Hashem. Do you go up? Yeah? Sardim?
I go up, but I don't
know, okay. Teimanim? Oh, so by Yimloch. I have Hashem. Alright. We'll get there to Yimloch.
Then why would we go down like at Kadosh? Like when we say Kadosh, Hashem, then we go down.
Yeah. Oh, so no. So we go up for Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh because that's from the Medrash. That we're Mamish imitating the angels going up. When it comes to Baruch Kavod Hashem, yeah, why do we go up for it? I think it's for cover for the shame of
Hashem.
Yeah, I think it's for the cover for Shem Hashem. It's not, I don't think we're trying to imitate the angels at that point. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
Maybe it has to do with the fact that, like, Baruch Hashem, like, Baruch Hashem Yimutromo, whereas Hashem's Makom, it's like, yeah. Talks about, like, Lo Yarda Shechina Lamatme. So it's Rachem, so we're trying to, like, almost go up to it.
Oh, good. Okay, could be.
That's my
job. Okay, could be. I don't know. Definitely could be. Okay, good. Okay, so then what do we say? So then we say Berei Kachachar Kasev Umark, and so we said the whole dispute, whether everyone's supposed to say it or the Chazan's supposed to say it. Then we say Yimoch Hashem Elokeich Zilom Davidor HaLuka. So again, this is a big dispute whether that's considered to be an integral part of Kedusha or not. So in terms of answering Mil Shema, so according to Arizal, you're supposed to answer Yimoch is considered to be an integral part of Kedusha, and you answer in Mil Shema, and the Teimanim do this? Just Kol Shabbat. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah is against this. Mishnah Berurah is the only Kosh Kadosh Kadosh and only Baruch Kavod are considered to be integral parts of Kedusha. That being said, at Yimloch Hashem, it's still considered to be integral part of Kedusha, meaning that we still go up on our tippy toes, or we still go up at the word Hashem, according to Ben Ishchai and Kaf HaChaim. Again, not everyone does this. The Chassim, though, in the Evan Yisrael, where we saw Yaakov Fisher, he brings down the... What?
Don't worry about it.
Evan Yisrael, Yaakov Fisher says that even if you want to tell me you should go up for Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo, but since we really assume like the Mishnah Berurah that Yimloch Hashem is not really part of an integral part of Kedusha, so therefore you don't need to go up during Yimloch. You can just remain, you don't need to go up, you can just remain put. So again, okay, different minhagim about how to handle this situation.
What about the paragraph of Shema Yisrael?
Oh, Shema Yisrael on Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos.
Oh, good. What? Yeah, good. Yeah, let's discuss it. What about Shema Yisrael? So there's a fascinating dispute in Poskim. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in that when you ever hear the Sibur answering Shema Yisrael, so you have to answer, you have to say Shema Yisrael along with them, even if you're not davening with them.
I saw that if you're in the Pesukei Zimur, just cover your eyes.
So cover eyes, correct, correct. Yeah, if you're in the Pesukei Zimur. Correct, correct, correct. Good. Yeah. Shema Yisrael, very good. But the question is, what about if you're in the, what about, is that only Shema of Tefillah, or is that also Shema of Kedusha? I'm taking out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos morning. So Vayash.
Also during
Korbanos. Yeah. So Vayash's opinion was that every single Shema Yisrael is the same. If you hear the Tzibor answering Shema Yisrael, then you have to say along with them whatever Shema it is. His son-in-law, I guess, said a bit of dispute. Chaim Kineski disagreed. He said that only the din does not apply to Shema Yisrael during Kedusha. It's only Shema Yisrael, and it's only Shema Yisrael during like Kriya Shema. So therefore, you wouldn't have to answer to that Shema. That was Chaim Kineski's opinion. I think most person were not like Rav Yashiv. I think they're really some Shema Yisrael. Why is it that we say Shema Yisrael during Musaf of Musaf of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why is it that we say Shema Yisrael in the Korbanos? So because there's some time period, the Shibboleth brings down, there is a gzeir that we weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema. So for Chazal, we put Kriya Shema before davening to avoid the government or whatever finding out about it. Because they used to say Kriya Shema in their homes. Meaning, it used to be that you'd show up to shul for Yishtabach. So everyone would say Shema, they outlawed saying Shema together, so everyone would say Shema Yisrael, right? That's why it's Lo Mei Adam Yerei B'Shemayim B'Seser. It's the secret. Every moment is done in secret because everyone used to say, what?
2 years.
The actual Seder brings down the 5th century or 6th century.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. What?
Yeah.
The
Yogurt.
All right.
No, it's the Persians.
Persians. Yeah, they outlawed saying Kriya Shema. So everyone used to say Lo Mei Yerei Adam right, in private. Private person's a Yerei Shemayim, and it would be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and it's private to say Kriya Shema privately. So they also added it to Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah, but what's the difference between the Nusach Svar and Nusach Hashanah for that? There's a whole, the period after, there's a major difference.
I don't know.
No, but also I've seen a minhag that it's a machlik, it's in Minhagim. Do you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem with the Chazin, or you should, and Evan says it together, or you should just say when you say the thing?
I don't know.
And what about Adira Adirinu?
Adira Adirinu? So why is it we only do Musaf and Yom Tov? So that the Mefarshim and the Chum of the Siddur, Max, bring down, since the Yom Tov is about deeper connection to us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Adir Adirenu Adir is like a Lashon of love, whatever. Yeah, so we said only in Yom Tov.
How are these Pesachim picked out?
Because that's imitating the Kiddush of the Malachim. No, so that's the question. According to Arizal, that's the question. What? Correct. No, but the point of Kedusha is that it's all about Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is really about the name of Hashem. It's Kabbal Samach Hashemayim. So Yimel Hashem Olam is a form of Kabbal Samach Hashemayim, so therefore we kind of add to that pasuk and it fits very well with the theme of Kedusha. Okay, good. Okay, so I guess now just to go to the end of Kedusha, so what about Lador Vador? So first of all, there's different minhagim. You say Lador Vador, you say Atar Kadosh, the minhag of Ashkenazim is to say Lador Vador, that's what the Rambam brings on. But the Sfardim say, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, fine, good. But the Sfardim is similar to Shulchan Aruch, it says Atar Kadosh. Either one is fine. The question is whether that's considered to be part of Kedusha or not. So this is a subject to a big dispute. Do you have to have your feet together still for L'dor V'dor, or can you just, like, at that point, it's like, all right, past Kedusha, you don't need to. So the Eli Rabba and the Kaf HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan, they all say that it's considered to be part of Kedusha, and therefore your feet should still be together at L'dor V'dor, as Shevi Levi explains. But Chaim Kinevsky thinks that in the Sefer Yukachna, they both bring down that it's not considered to be part of Kedusha at that point, so therefore you don't need to have your feet together at when they say L'dor V'dor Atar Kedusha. Kedusha is already over, and you still have to be silent. You can't answer. You can't, like, start speaking at that point, but, like, you don't have to have your feet together because Kedusha is already over.
And you have a Sfardim?
The Sfardim?
Yeah, he's quoted in the bench 5
before. You're not a fan. I don't know. What does Sfardim do? What does Tema Nimusim?
It's Nimusim.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the Sfardim is. Oh, great, yeah. Well, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, according to everyone, though, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, since we add the Tempach to Chalik, says that for sure you don't need to. That's for sure you can, you don't need to have your feet together.
Machalik is Vishivchacha versus Ushvachacha.
I don't know.
There's a major
Machalik,
I think the
Gra
or not,
says
you should say
Ushvachacha
as opposed to
Vishivchacha. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's in terms of that. Okay, we have like five, we have a few more minutes. So I'll just.
We'll just say maybe
a few general halachos about Kedusha. So if you're in the middle of kind of story, you should answer to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You should answer to Baruch Kavod. Everything else you don't need.
You should go up on your feet also.
Oh, yeah, that's also important. Yeah, I didn't mention this. Let's say you're in the middle of your private Shemona essay, and the chazan's up to Kedusha. So, you know, at the answer, we said you should be Yotze Shemeka Oner, according to most Ashkenazi poskim of the chazan, but can you get up on your feet when the tzibur gets up to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? So should you get up on your feet or not? So because the Eger quotes in the Drisha that you should get up on your feet. There's no problem. There's a hasik to speak, but there's no hasik of moving your feet. So you should go up on your feet in the middle of your private Shemona essay. But the couple's Tamarin was the Ma'am Ben Chaviv, I think. I think Big Sfardi, he wrote a commentary on Masechet Sukkah. So he says on the Tosis there that you should remain put. You shouldn't move around. Now, there's also a fervent machlokes in post. No, you should pause. You should be quiet. And Yotze should make on. But should your feet be going up and down?
For a kind of story, you should go up and down though. That's what I go for.
Huh?
Yeah, you when you answer, you should.
No, I'm saying if you're not answering.
No, but if you are answering.
Certainly if you're answering, you should. And there's a question also about what volume should you be singing it at.
But, yeah, and if you stay with the chazan or with the.
Good. Yes. I don't know.
People, I guess, they're not labor dick enough here.
You know, it's like, once we see Catholic, Minch, oh my gosh, this is
Okay, I guess just a few more points. So let's say you're at the Kotel, kind of question. You're wherever you are and you're davening, you got the tzibur next to you saying Kedusha. You know what I'm talking about. Like every minute, so what should you do? So do you have to answer to that Kedusha or not? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said no. And that was also the opinion of
Rabbi Novitz.
He says no.
No, he just came out with the fourth volume.
Last year or something. Yeah. Okay, so they said, the Chazanish disagreed. The Chazanish held that whenever you hear Kedusha, you have to answer, even if you're in the middle of davening, or it's much there, you're davening. He brought a ride from Ritva. I don't know. I don't think the Minhag is like this Chazanish. I think most people assume that you're potter.
If you're here, you're walking through, you should stop.
What?
Yeah, if you're walking through, you should stop.
Yeah, if you're walking
here. So you're upstairs and then downstairs.
No, so if you're a different room, then you're not. That there's more reason to be maple because it's not here. Yeah. If you're here, again, Kedusha is also only the Kadosh. Like if they're like going on, like you know, sometimes you got these chazamers singing for like 3 minutes. So it's not.
You could learn during that time.
Mishabro discusses this. So he says when actual Kedusha ends in Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kavod, you're not allowed to learn. When it comes to the piyutim, we add on Shabbos. For the Kedusha, he says you definitely are allowed to learn. It's a discussion posting where you can actually like explicate your learning. I mean, can you speak? But it seems the most posting, I think, is Shalom Zayimach. You can like read a sefer, but you can't like verbalize the words. Like you shouldn't read, like if you're learning Gemara, you shouldn't like verbalize the words of the Gemara. But you can definitely read through the Gemara during that because it's not technically part of Kedusha. That's a Shalom Zayimach
Pesach. A lot of posting bring down the Chazanim that like to sing, over sing.
So it's not just Karbach.
No, I know, yeah, I realize it's not. That is also in the chotim, and it has all sorts of long words, nice adjectives to say about these people overseeing.
Like saying the words, like stretching out each word.
No, not a person.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, no. Repeating words is not, you shouldn't. What? Yeah, you shouldn't. That's not to repeat.
I want
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You should fit the words to the song, not the. You're not supposed to fit the tunes to.
I one time davened with Chacham Yitzchak Yosef.
Okay. Yeah.
And like the chazan was stretching out the words, and he got very angry.
Okay. Okay. Any last questions? Anything else to discuss?
You said we said about Bam at Baruch Kavod, Mario says to Bam.
Yeah.
Rabbi Chaim Palagi, people kissing their pinky, there's no... Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky was not such a fan of all this stuff, from what I understand.
Kachmein?
No, you have to look
at Dolo Mashke. Yeah, Dolo Mashke. And then Isha Yisrael, they call it Chivas of him.
I saw in the Isha Yisrael, they brought the Isha Avram of Bachak says that you should generally say Lador Vador.
Yeah.
But if you're doing Heichi Kedusha, then that is your Bracha Vatakadosh. And therefore, there's more reason to say Vatakadosh there. That was very interesting.
He
says Heichi Kedusha, there's more reason to say Vatakadosh.
So they quote a whole discussion. In Piskachu, he quotes a whole discussion about the. But it seemed that the Poskim said it's okay to do Lador Vador.
Right. It's very weird though, because the bracha that Chazal were talking is Atakadosh, right? So how are you?
Oh, good. So it's not so pasha. I saw someone wanted to bring down. He says he doesn't think that's pshat. He thinks pshat was that there's two versions of the bracha. So we kind of like did a shiluv, and we appointed one for like the private shmonas, and we did the other for the. Public shmarasit to kind of appease everyone. That's the machlokas been posting. I think most Sfardi posting assume that you should start with the chazan. Ashkenazi posting assume you should wait. According to Sfardi posting, according to Ashkenazi posting, you would answer.
No, but what about when you're behind in.
What?
Like this happened to me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I said Mashabiro, so start again from the beginning, and then like. 20 seconds after I started, the chazan started. So I didn't realize where he was up to, but then should I have gone slower and then cut out, let him catch up to me and then gone with him through
where I already started?
No,
you didn't
full
shmonasa,
I just messed up.
Full shmonasa,
you say
word for word.
You should do word for word.
You should do
all of it. No, but I already started.
Yeah, everything, whatever, everything. You should say word for word, with the chazan.
And then
answer
all Kedusha with him.
Yeah. Would
you say, I thought you said in that case you would say Kedusha with the
T,
we're now with the
Chazan,
correct?
No, you
should
say with the Chazan.
Say with the Chazan.
Yeah,
say with the Chazan. If you're in the Maldang Shemastra, and then they catch up, like,
Let's say you have a lack of one of the words, the first bracha. So by the time you're done, they already finished. Quick Sivar.
Yeah, so you miss it, but I'm saying you should try to
Saying you have a lack of one, and then so now they're starting Shemastra, and you're starting the second bracha, so then. You should answer Kedusha with the
Tzibra. Yeah, correct. No, there's a big dispute in posting. It's not so posh. If a person knows that his shmonas is going to be longer, is it better to get Tzibra with Tzibra or get Kedusha? So it's my whole posh of Pshan Mishavir is really that it's better to get Kedusha than to get. Better to have a quicker shmonas and answer Kedusha than to have a slower shmonas. Again, everyone agrees. It's a whole discussion in posting, but it's subject to dispute. Exactly.
Rabbi Rangel also told me this, that you shouldn't. You shouldn't like have all these bakashas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, especially in Kia and Shomei Tefillah. You should not add bakashas in. You should wait till El Kainet Torah if you're.
You're gonna miss.
You should say Yilaratam before the second one.
Yeah, good. Okay, here's the only other thing to add. You asked me about this, so just quickly. Let's say you're davening Ashkenazi Sfardi minyan, you're the opposite. So which nusach should you use? So almost all the poskim Moshe Weinstein, because almost all the poskim you should use the nusach of the tzibur. However, Shlomo Zalman Aibach said you can use your own nusach. Like if you don't know the words of Kazan, like you're used to saying Naritzka or whatever, you can say your own thing. But most poskim again assume that you should do whatever it does in the tzibur. Okay, yeah. If you're the chazan, you should definitely do whatever the nusach of the tzibur is. We discussed last year the case of Tiferes Moshe of the chazan who decided to go against the minhag of the tzibur. And the Tzibur kept telling, like, I think he was diving an Ashkenazi place, and he was, like, diving Sephardi, so, like, they kept telling him, like, stop, and the guy wasn't listening at all. So one of the guys went to fill up a bucket of water. He took it, dumped it on the car's inside. What? This is a real, what? The Tiferes Moshe. So then they asked the question after, was that the appropriate thing to do, get the chazan to say the right nosa? So the psak was, okay, granted that the chazan shouldn't have been doing that, like, dumping a whole bucket of water in the chazan's head to get him to say the pepper, that's not in the halakh. If the chazan's not doing the right thing, now again, some things like posting say like you really have to stop the chazan. The chazan skips the bracha malshinim, so like okay, then you have to replace him. But like yeah, if the chazan's just like being annoying, like yeah, don't Don't fill up your water. What?
Meeting our shiur room, Schwartz, the guy down in the safari room, flips his leg, and switches someone else now. Like, until Asha's guy, he needs to go over
there. There's a Yeah. Okay.
Or if he says like Elokei Sarah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. The conservative. No. The reform temples. Whatever. Okay. So as it's a Shem Yishol say kedusha properly with the right halachos with our kavanos. Okay.